Okay, we are on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, third line from the bottom. By Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the following question. Talking about Tumah, we're talking about a funny situation. Here's the situation. Re'ir Rishona Shel Mitzora. The Re'ir Rishona of a Mitzora, Mahu Shetetame B'Masa. Is he Tame B'Masa? That means if he carry his Tumah. What's going on? So the halacha is that a Re'ir Rishona, right, in order for someone to be a Zav, they have to have two Re'irs. They have one Re'ir, they're not a Zav. They're called a Balkeri. You have two Re'irs, you become a Balkeri. So here, Re'ir Rishona Shel Mitzora, it's the Re'ir Rishona, but you're also a Mitzora. So maybe the halacha would be different. Maybe now you are chayiv in Tumas Masa. Look at Rashi. The Rashi of Re'ir Rishona Shel Mitzora, Ma'osh Tatame B'Masa. It's the third wide line of Rashi. At the end of the left side of the page over there. So Rashi says, Shel Ish Tahar, if you're an Ish Tahar, Lo Tibayalan, Lo Tibayalach. That's not Akasha. The Vadeh Lo Matame B'Masa. There's no question you're not Matame B'Masa. The iskish lekeri, because it's compared to keri. The keri, lo matan b'masa. Keri's not matan b'masa. Keri's not matan b'masa. Keri's not perakam asef is kelim. Ushni anami loti bayalach. And the second re'iya, also not akasha. Da filu ba'adam tar matan b'masa. Even a regular person's matan b'masa. Kedar on the kam perakam nida. Zov matan b'masa. A zov is matan b'masa. The Yalaf La Mizovo Tomihus, learn out of a Pasak. Vahu Berishniya Ksiv. That's the second Re'ia, the Mana Hakaz of Shtayim. Vizav Balshtei Re'ios, Zav Gomerhu, a Zav of two Re'ias, the Zav Gomer, with Tuma, regarding Tuma, Elish ain't on carbon. But there's no carbon yet. For a carbon, you have to have three Re'ias. Kiti Bailach, so what's our Kasha here? Rishona. Kitibayalach Rishona Diba Adam Da Alma Lomatama El Bamaga. A regular person, Ria Rishona, on Bimatame Bamaga, things he touches. Ha ha ha, Bimitzora Mai. Here by Mitzora, what's the story? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara now explains both sides of the question. By the way, we're talking about if you carry the tipa itself. You carry the liquid itself, that liquid that came out of you. You carry that. Are you telling me? You tell me if you touch it.
Well, it has to be because it came to something that it initially touched.
Correct.
That's what's got down.
Correct. So, by Rabbi Yosef, again, Re'ir Rishona, Shel Mitzora, the Re'ir Rishona of a Mitzora, Mahu Shet Tame B'Masa. What's the story with regarding Tumas Masa? Makom Ziva, Mayan Hu, Umatame. Is the Makom Ziva, a Mayan, in which case it would be Tameh, because the rule of a Mitzora is anything that comes out of his body is has Tumas Masa. Like what? Like Roke, Miraglayim, Odilma, or maybe Lav Mayan Hu. That is not called Mayan. Amar Rava, Tashma, let's try to bring a Raya. It says in the Pasuk, Zovo Tamehu. It says Zovo Tamehu. What does that mean? We made al hazov. It's talking about the liquid itself. The liquid itself, shehu tameh. That liquid is tameh. Not you. The liquid itself is, forget you. The liquid itself is tameh. Says Rashi, the second to last Rashi on the page, on the second to last line. Lamar b'dam hanida. I'm going to say later in paragdam hanida. The high kra, this pasuk, l'rabos maga lo itzdruch. It can't be coming to include touching it. The low gora mishich vazera. It's not any worse than shich vazera, which also tame if you touch it. Ella, rather, lamasa. It must be talking about carrying it. So Rava says like this. The pasuk says, we learned out from that pasuk, that the liquid itself is tame. So b'mai. What kind of tame is it? Ilema bezov greda. If we're talking about the zov himself, Lacherim Tuma Laatmo Lokolshkin. If this liquid causes others to become Tamei, who's the others? The man. So certainly doesn't it make itself doesn't make itself roi, the liquid itself, that it's tame? Obvious. If the liquid can make you tame, which it does, isn't it itself tame? No such thing like that. That it can make something else tame, but it itself is not tame? We're going to find one thing like that. But the Gemara says, nothing like that. How can it be that it makes you tame, but in itself is not tame? Okay, what is that? Right? Look at the top Rashi. Klomar. Tipazu, this liquid, goremes lebaila, it causes the man, that's what it means, lebaila, the man, it causes a man, shemetame b'maza. The man himself will become tame. Anything he carries, he makes tame. He carries a book, he makes it tame. He doesn't touch it. It's in a bag. Whatever he carries, he makes tame. Right? So he acts more Lokalski? So the drop itself, the liquid itself, for sure. For sure. El Pshita. So must be talking. We know this already. El Pshita. What's that pasuk talking about? It's talking about Zav Mitzora. It's talking about a Zav who's also a Mitzora. And since the pasuk tells me about the second Riyah, Shmamina. Makom ziva lav mayan hu. It's not a mayan. If it would be a mayan, I would need this limud. It's no different than roke and erag lion. It's not a mayan. Therefore, it needs a pasuk to tell me. Even though it's not a mayan, it still has tumas matzah. Okay. Good. Amalei Rav Yehuda midiskarta lirava b'may. Dilma, Lola Memalach, Bizav, Greda. I might tell you, maybe this pasuk is only talking about the Zav himself. That what? That the Zav, the liquid, makes the man Tomei. Ay, Vakad Damarta, Lacherim, Gorim, Toma, Lats Melokolshke. You told me there's no such thing where something makes something else Tomei, but in itself remains Tahar. It's not true. Ser Mishdaleach, Yuchiach. What about the Ser Mishdaleach? The goat you throw off the cliff. Right? Shigorim Tumalachirim, it makes someone else Tame, who? Whoever's busy with it. Whoever's busy with it becomes Tame. Vu Atmo Tar. But the Ser Mishlech is still Tar. Okay? Look at Rashi. What?
Yeah, but what benefit does anyone have?
Doesn't matter.
It's Tar.
It's just trying to show you there's such a thing in the Torah that it makes other things Tame,
yeah,
and it remains Tar. Look at Rashi. Key Rashi. V'hu atzmo tar. Rashi has four words. She'ein behema metame mechayim. Because behemas can't make things tame when they're alive.
Oh.
Everybody jumps on Rashi. That's not the reason. That's not the reason. That's not the reason that...
What? Isn't that true though?
Yeah, that's not the reason that it's tar. The reason that it itself is tar is because the Torah said something. It's unrelated. It happens to be that anything alive. That's not the raya from here. The raya is the Torah said if you're busy with the Ser Mishdaleach, it makes you tame, but in itself it's not tame. Rashi gives from a general thing in Shas in the Torah. There's no such thing as live animals being tame. That shouldn't be the reason. So the Aruch HaNer says, it's not splitting hairs. The Aruch HaNer says. But the Kal Vachomer is very strong. In other words, it should be true to all by Ser Mishdaleach also. The Ser Mishdaleach should be Tamei. Why? Because it's circular a little bit. It makes other things Tamei. In itself, Bada should be Tamei. So why isn't it? Because the Torah didn't say? Good Torah didn't say. I'll make the Kal Vachomer and say it does say. Parduma is Tamei.
It's not itself Tamei.
I think it is.
It's only Tamei when the person who does it. Well, the burning on it.
But the liquid itself is not tame?
No, has a tame.
Right.
Is
itself. Right, so I'm going to ask a good question. Anyway, so therefore, says Aruch HaNer. So Aruch HaNer says, therefore Rashi gave the standard reason. There is no other reason. There's no other reason. You want to tell me because the Torah didn't say it? You're right, but the Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer is very strong. If it makes other things tame, it itself should be tame. Says Rashi, not true, because live animals can't become tummy. Anyway, Amar Abaya, Mighty Boyle. What was Rav Yosef's question to begin with? Rav Yosef, we started off the daf today. What's his story with the Metzorah, first Re'iyah, right? What kind of question was that? Vahuda Amar, it says, Zos Torah Hazav, Ben Gadol, Ben Katan. Right? It says, Zos Torah Hazav, Ben Gadol, Ben Katan. V'kivan denafkale mehasam, since if we learn out from there, right? Ayatule lezachar, I have an extra word of zachar, l'rabos mitzora lama inosav, to include a mitzora and anything that comes out of his body, nikeva l'rabos mitzoraos lama inosav, to include a woman where anything comes out of her body, v'akshe rachmana mitzora lezav, gamur, and the Torah makes a comparison from mitzora to zav, ma zav gamur metame b'masa, Afri Rishona Shell Mitsora Matame Bamasa. Says Abaya, I don't even know what this kasha was. It's a Beferish, it's a Beferish Limud. Right? I know. What do you mean?
Because the Pasuk and no other reason. Well, the Pasuk same thing here.
No, but it doesn't make sense. Because a Mitame Rishona Shezav, he's not a Zav yet.
Exactly. He's a Balkeri. Right? However, but so a regular person, we've said that Rashi said that, a regular person would not become a Tamei B'Masa. Why? He's only a Balkeri. But here, you're also a Metzora. So does that make it worse? So the answer is yes, it makes it worse. Absolutely, you're a Metzora. Anything that comes out of your body is Tamei. Different kind of Tumah. You're also a Metzora. That's a funny thing, a Metzora also is up, right?
Seems to be splitting hairs.
A little bit, no? A little bit. A little bit.
Is the Balkeri worse than a Metzora?
Is that a matter? No, it's not worse. No, it's not worse.
Difference?
He's more makel.
Exactly. So who cares?
Because since you're also a Metzora, you are worse. A Metzora is worse. So now if you became a Balkeri also, is it even worse? The answer is yes, it's even worse.
How? Because somebody spits on, let's use an example. Metzora spits on a person by accident.
Right.
Person's tummy, right?
Right.
The Balkeri spits on a person. Person's tummy anyway. What's the difference?
No, I'll tell you a different thing. Let's say you spit. You spit on me. Do I become tummy? Of course not. You're not tummy.
Exactly.
So what if you're a Metzora and you spit on me? It changes everything.
Yes.
Why? Because you're tummy.
But that's not the case. The case is we're trying to find out a way of a person being a Balkeri and a Metzora, and it's even worse.
Right.
It's not worse because nothing happens different.
No, because a regular person who's a Balkeri is Metzora b'mada.
But here, the Torah is not.
The Torah is time of a master. So now that you became a Balkeri one time, that's the question.
Zivah is not Balkeri.
What?
It's different things.
It's different things, but the different. Right, I don't want anyone to make that mistake. Ziva and Balkeri are different. However, the first Re'iyah of a Zav has the same halachas as a Balkeri. Same Tumah halachas.
He's not. The
halachas are the same. You only told me one day, right? We're going to get to that soon. We're going to get to that. Right? We didn't have it yesterday. What about a child? Right? Okay. Amar of Huna. A new thing now. Re'iyah Rishona Shel Zav Metame Ba'ones. A Re'iyah Rishona of a Zav can, yes, be Metame Ba'ones. What does that mean? The halacha is a Zav cannot be Metame Ba'ones. What does it mean he can't be Metame Ba'ones? It can't be some freak thing happened, you became a Zav. That's to be a reason why you're a Zav. There are seven things that make you a Zav. Okay? Yeah. Now, first of all, if you become a Keri Ba'onis, you're still about Keri. Right? Still about Keri. It doesn't make a difference why it happened. It happened. You become Tamei. However, a Zav, you cannot have a Zav Ba'ones. What does a Zav mean? It means you had some hear-her, or you ate something, or you jumped, you did some exercise, and somehow some Zav came out. So that can't be Ba'ones. Says the Gemara. So Rav Huna comes along and says, Re'iyah Rishona Shel Zav is yes Matame Ba'ones. Why? Because really, that's the exact same halacha as a Balkeri. And a Balkeri doesn't make a difference if it's Ba'onis or not. So the same thing, the first three, same thing. What if you have a second Re'iyah, not for Ones? Are you a Zav now, Zav Gomor? The answer is no.
You need three.
No, you need three only for a carbon. Three is only for a carbon. There's no difference between two and three regarding Tumah. Just a carbon. Right? A minute. I'm sorry, I take that back. If you have a Re'iyah, Ba'ones, do you become a Zav? Says Rehuna, yeah. What if you have the second Re'iyah, Ba'ones? Are you now a Zav Gomer? The answer is no. Only the first one could be Ba'ones. Why? Because the first one is compared to a Balkari, which could be also be Ba'ones. Make sense? That makes sense, okay. Shenamar, it says, Torah Hazav, Vasher Tei Tzimen Oshik Vazera. Mashik Vazera Tai Ba'ones. Afriya Rishon Oshazav Matai Ba'ones. It's all very good, very nice. Toshma, 1 minute. We have a braisa, it's so complicated. We have a braisa that says like this. Ra Ria Rishona, if you have a Ria Rishona, Bok Ginoso, you have to check yourself. What are you checking yourself for? What are you checking yourself for? What are you doing a bedika for? What are you checking? What's there to check? My love, aren't you checking yourself with Tuma? Aren't you checking yourself regarding Tuma? In other words, that if you what are you checking? You're checking out to see if this happened Ba'ones. And if it happened Ba'ones, I'm not Tame, against Rav Huna. But also you're checking. You're checking whether or not it happened. There's no shaila about that. The only question is, go check why it happened. If it happened Ba'ones, you're not Tame. If it happened Ba'ones, you're Tame. So what do you see? What do you see? That Rav Huna's wrong. So the Gemara says, "Lo, you're not checking regarding Tuma. There's no shaila about that. You're checking regarding the carbon. You're checking the carbon. What does that mean? Checking carbon? Well, I write. But if this was Ba'ones, and then you saw two more, you're not high of a carbon. Why? Because this one doesn't count toward a carbon. It only counts toward Tuma, not toward a carbon. Why? Because it was Ba'ones." So it's no different than a Balkari. It'll make you Tame, but it can't make you bring a carbon. You hear that? You hear that? It's a funny thing. It's making you Tame, but it doesn't go into the Chesed of the carbon because it really was Ba'ones. That's what you're checking out. Okay? Toshma. Listen to this. This is actually a Mishnah in Masechta Zavim. I'm sure we're quite familiar with this Mishnah. So the Mishnah Masechta Zavim. So the Mishnah continues and says, by the way, somebody sent me a program that over 7 years you learn all the Mishnayos of Zroim and Tyrus. Not joking. Over 7 years. So that way when you finish Shas next time, you will finish complete Shas, including all the Mishnayos. It's a whole thing about reviewing and learning and reviewing. It's very complicated. I couldn't read that chart at all. There was a big chart there, came, and I couldn't figure it out how to read it. But there's two programs. One is to learn all Mishnayos, because if you can't keep up with the Daf, at least you can learn the Mishnayos of the Daf. Which is a nice idea. Well, but similar to, no, but it's going to go together with the Daf Yomi cycle. And then there was a second thing, if you're already doing Daf Yomi, to do the Mishnayos that you're not going to do to finish the whole thing. That was a very complicated chart. I couldn't figure it out.
Mishnayos is much less than 7 years.
6 years.
5 years.
Mishnah Yom
is 5 years.
No, it's more.
No, it's 5 years.
But here, that's two missions a day. Here, it's really one mission a day. I think Shabbos and Sunday is Chazara.
Yeah.
What?
You would stretch it over longer.
Yeah, you could do it over.
You would stretch over the whole.
Right. Right. Okay. Whatever. So that was a tangent. Okay, I'm sorry. Toshma. We looked at a bright. We looked at a mission in Zavim. That's how I got to that. We looked at a mission in Zavim. Shnia Bod Ginoso. That the second Re'iyah you have to check yourself out. Now, Lamai, what are you checking yourself for now? Elema la carbon. Checking yourself for a carbon, right? You have to bring it was a Ba'ones or not. Abel la Tumah, lo. What about Tumah? You don't have to check yourself out for Tumah, right? Why not? Why not? Why don't you have to check yourself out for Tumah? Why don't you have to check yourself out for Tumah? Because Ikrikan, you have the pasuk over here that says, by a zav who saw two times, mibsaro, velo machmas onso. Right? Elalav, it must be, elalav, it must be latuma. Right? What are you checking yourself out for the second time? Right, again, Toshma. We looked in that Mishnah there. Bishnia. You have a second re'iyah. Right? Bishnia. You have a second re'iyah. Bod Gnoso. You check yourself out to see if what? What are you checking yourself out for? To see if it was an onis. Lamai. Who cares? Ilema la carbon. If you tell me it's for a carbon. Avala inyan tumalo. But you're not checking yourself out for tumah itself. It's impossible. Ikri kan mibsaro v'lo machmas onso elolav l'tuma. You must be checking yourself out for tuma. Umi d'seifat l'tuma. And since here you're checking yourself out for tuma, b'resha nami l'tuma. The resha also you're checking yourself out for tuma. And Rav Huna is wrong. The question is, no, my area, me the area. Hakadisa v'hakadisa. No, not true at all. Okay. Not you don't, the resha is talking about carbon. Seifa is talking about tuma. They don't have to be the same. Tashma, the Mishnah in Zavim continues and says like this: Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af b'shlishli bot kinoso. Even the third time you have to check yourself out. Why? Mipnei carbon, because of black and white. Michlal, what do you see from here? The Tanakama, who doesn't say the words mipnei carbon, must say the reason why you're checking yourself out is not because of a carbon, rather mipnei tuma kamar. It's because of Tumah. And if it's because of Tumah, right? Even the first Re'i is because of Tumah. What do you see? Rav Huna is wrong. Rav Huna said, you're telling me Machmas Onis. The Tanakhama says it's not true. You have to check yourself. Maybe yeah, maybe not. So the Gemara answer is low. The Kula Yalma the carbon. Everybody holds, you're checking yourself out for a carbon. Ah, the Tanakhama didn't say that. He meant it. What are they arguing about? V'hacha be'esim kamiflagi. They're arguing out the words es. In this parsha of Zav, in the Torah, do you darshan the eses or not? If you darshan, you'll see what the difference is. Rabbanan lo darshi esim. Rabbanan are not darshaning the eses. Okay? For Blazar darshim esim. And the Rabbanan are. And Rabbi Eliezer is darsh the eses. Therefore what? Rabbanan lo darshi esim. The Rabbanan are not darshan the esim. Therefore, the pasuk says like this. V'hazav es zovo. Hazav chada. The word zav means one re'iya. Zava tarti. The word zava means a second re'iya. La zachar. It says the word la zachar. That's bashlishi. That's the third re'iya. Ikshe rachmana linakeva. The Torah already compared you to a female. Meaning what? By a female. By a zava female. It doesn't matter whether or not her tumma was ba'onis or not. That makes a difference. Dam came out. It was ba'onis. It's because I jumped. It doesn't matter. It's of it. Doesn't matter. Right? I ate something. I get. Doesn't matter. I don't care why it happened. Right? She ate some spicy food. She got a re'iyah. I don't care. By men, we care. Here, we don't care. Says the Tanakhama. If you have three re'iyahs ba'onis, now you do become a zav. Just like a woman.
Two.
No, for a carbon. Right. So that so
two you become a zav.
What?
Two you become a zav. Three you become a zav with carbon.
Even ba'onis. Why? Because there are three words here. He's learning at zav, zovo, and zachar. And the next word in the pasuk is nekeva. So if you have three ba'onis, we treat you like a nekeva, even though they were ba'onis. And the rule is by a zav, it has to be not can't be ba'onis. Not three times. Then we treat you like in the keva. Okay? And Rabbi Eliezer, Darshim Esim. Therefore, he's going to have four times. Hazav Chada, Es Tarti, Zavo Tlas. Right? So what happens if you see Re'iyah three times, Ba'ones, a man, a Zav? The answer is, nothing happens to you. Birevi, you see it a fourth time. Now, Akshe Rachmano in the keva. Now we treat you like in the keva. And now, even though it was all Ba'ones, ate spicy food. Doesn't matter. Now you're like in the keva, and now you have to bring a carbon. Okay? Does that answer the suffix? That answer that? What?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. Good. Good daf today. Okay. So Rav Huna still could be right. Rav Huna still right. Toshma. Let's try to bring another raya on Rav Huna. It says this is a brisa. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer. Rabbi Yitzchak says, listen to this. This is a statement that Rabbi Yitzchak says. V'halo zav bichlal balkeri haya. Really, a zav starts off the same thing as a balkeri. Right? V'lama yatza. So why is there a separate parasha of zav? Why is there a separate parasha of zav? It's the same thing as a balkeri. The first three anyway. Lahakil alav ulahachmir alav. To make it makel and to make it machmir. Lahakil alav. To make it makel. Shena matami ba'onis. Right? There's no such thing as onis. Ulahachmir alav. And to make it machmir. Shehu ose mishkav umoshav. That a zav is metame, anything he sits on, anything he lies on, which is an avatuma, which doesn't apply to a balkeri. Okay? So there's a kula by zav, regarding the ones, but a chumra regarding some tumas. That's the wait a minute. Amas. When is this statement said? Ile mabrishnia for the second re'iyah. Hacha havi? Balkeri? Bechlal balkeri? Second re'iyah. A zav and a balkeri have nothing to do with each other. What do you mean? Why is it? How is a zav like a balkeri? Talking about a zav of two re'iyahs? It's not like a balkeri at all. El pshita b'riya rishona. Obviously, we're talking about the first re'iyah. You have a re'iyah zav, and the re'iyah is balkeri. In what way are they similar? They're very similar in some respects, and they're very different in others. But a second re'iyah, they're not the same at all. Why are we talking about the first re'iyah? First re'iyah, viktani, lahakil alav? She'ena matame ba'ones? That will make you that you're not matame ba'ones? Rav Huna said you're not matame ba'ones. Kasha Rav Huna. V'tispera. One minute. This whole statement doesn't make any sense. V'tispera l'hachmer love? How can a zav be more machmer than a balkeri? Shu ose mishka v'mosha b'ri rishona. Bar mishka v'mosha v'u? That's not even true. A zav that has one re'iyah is not matame mishka v'mosha. You know why? Because he's like a balkeri. It's not even true. Ella hachikamar. Here's what Rav Yitzchak meant to say. Rav Yitzchak gomer, halozav balkeri, ha'arizav b'chlal balkeri haya b'ri'iyah rishona. Yeah. If they have the first ri'iyah, they're the same. They're the same. V'lama yata. Why did they go out? Why are they different? B'rishniya. In the Rishniya, they're different. L'haka alav, l'hachmer alav. They're different, one in a kula and one in a chumra. L'haka alav, she'enam time b'onis. Well, one kula, azav is not time b'onis. Balkeri is. Hachmer alav, she'um ose mishkav u'moshav. He's in time mishkav u'moshav. And a balkeri's not. Okay, two more lines, and then we're going to get to some normal Gemara. Gemara we can actually understand. Amar Rav Huna. Batzik shel se'orim. A zav looks like the dough of the liquid of barley. What that is, I don't know. Zav ba mi basar amis. A zav could come from a dead aver. Shichva zera ba mi basar hachai. Shichva zera comes from a live aver. Right? Zav dihei. Zav flows. It like drips. The dome of the loban beitza humuzeret. And it looks like the white of an egg that's spoiled. Shechvazera kishura. Shechvazera doesn't drip. It's like thick. Has a thickness to it. Right? V'dome l'loben. And it looks like the white base of an egg. She ate a muzera. It didn't spoil. Okay. What? Two different colors? No.
No. One is zav, one is balkeri. One is the white of spoiled egg. And the other one's barley water.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
And how do you know they've got the same color?
I don't know.
So?
Okay. The Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said, back to Yoleda. Let's just say for argument's sake, she had a boy. She's tummy for 7 days. After she's tummy for 7 days, What happens after that? She becomes tahar. For the next 33 days, no matter what comes out of her body, it's tahar. She's allowed to be with her husband. We don't pass on this today at all, but that's the old way. In the Mishnah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had a machlokes. So after the 7 days, does she have to go to the mikvah first? Before the 33 days start, does she have to go to the mikvah? So, what? So, dam yoledes. A dam yoledes from a woman who didn't go to the mikvah. So Beis Shammai said that she's only matame dam. She's still matame if it's wet, not dry. And Beis Hillel said it doesn't matter. She's matame wet and dry. Meaning, if she didn't go to the mikvah, and it's day night number 10, and she still hasn't gone to the mikvah, and she sees dam, that dam is tame. Even if it dried up, it's still tame. And Beis Shammai says only if it's wet, not if it's dry. Okay? In other words, they both agree she has to go to the mikvah on day number 7. They both agree to that. The question is, what are the consequences if she didn't? So Beis Hillel is more machmer. Right? Beis Hillel is more machmer. Right? Okay? Tanya. Amru lahen Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, I don't understand Beis Shammai. Why are you so makel? Why are you so makel? Iyatamodim benida shelo tavla. What if you have a nida? What's a nida? A nida is a woman who has a re'iyah. She has to count 7 days. They don't have to be clean, but they have to count 7 days. So, and then she doesn't go to the mikvah. Iyatamodim benida shelo tavla v'rosa dam shi tameya. Says Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, don't you agree that a nida who doesn't go to the mikvah is tame, dry, wet, makes no difference? How on earth can you say, Beis Shammai, that over here it's not true? Right?
Because Amira, if she sees blood again after, then she gives Shomer Yom Kinegir Yom and hears
the
story.
So the Beis Shammai gives a similar answer. Amalim Beis Shammai, I'll tell you why. Well, your lattice is totally different. Imar tem benida, you tell me about Anida, Shafilu Tavla, she goes to the mikvah, Virasa, and she sees Temeya. She starts her Tumah over again. Tumah be your lattice. Yoledes is totally different. Shem Tavla Virasa. If she goes to the mikvah on day 7 and then sees on day 8, she does not start anything over again. She's Tahora. She Tahora, she Tahora. You can't compare me to Anita. Very different over here. Here, I agree she has to go to the mikvah. I agree with you. But if she doesn't go, it's not so bad. After all, whatever comes out of her body at this point really is tar. Amrulahem. So Beit Hillel say back to Beit Shammai, what are you talking about? Yoledes bezov tuchia. What if she was a Yoledes and a Zava at the same time? In which case we said, she has to count Shevin Nekiyim, right? She'im, Tavla, let's say she went to the mikvah, Virasa, La'achar, Yemei Svira, and then she saw, after she counted Shevin Nekiyim, Tahora, she'd be Tahar. Shelo Tavla, if she did not go to the mikvah, Virasa, and saw Tameya, should be Tamei. So don't you say the same thing by Yoledes that didn't go to the mikvah, should be completely Tamei. So, Amar Lahem, Beis Shammai answers Beis Hillel and says, Hu Adin, I don't disagree with you. Vehi Tshuva, but that's the answer why you're wrong. What's the answer? What's the answer? So Beis Shammai says, no, you're wrong. I agree with you, therefore you're wrong. Right? Exactly. What Beis Shammai is saying is that's an exception. If you have a woman who's also a Zava, of course she has to count Shiva Nikiyim. Her Shiva Nikiyim are Zava related. They're not Yoledes related. That has nothing to do with our discussion. We're talking about if a woman has Yoledes and she didn't go to the mikvah, what's her status? So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, you're bringing me a raya that if she was a Zava, she has to count Shevin Nekiyim? I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that at all. That's nothing to do with what we're talking about. Right? We're talking about Yoledes. After day number 7, and after day number 14, if it's a girl, anything that comes out of her body is tar. You have no other woman like that. There's no other situation like that. So Beis Hillel dreads up a case of a Zava, so Beis Shammai, I don't disagree with that. That's nothing to do with anything. Right? Right? Now, it's a little funny. Because in the Mishnah, Lememra, now the Gemara says, Lememra, do you mean to tell me that Pligi, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing on the case of Yoledes Bezov? But Vatnan, but the Mishnah said that Modim Yoledes Zov, she Tamei Yavesh. Beis Shammai agreed that if she's a Yoledes Zov, which means she has to count Shiva Nikiyim and then go to the mikvah, and she didn't do that, she didn't go to the mikvah, then of course she's worse. So Beis Shammai, I don't agree, I don't. Now it sounds like they're arguing. So the question is, no, Lokasha, they're not arguing. The Braisa here is talking about Shesafra. She already counted Shiva Nikiyim. Right? Therefore, says Beis Shammai, since she counted Shiva Nikiyim, her not going to the mikvah is not so bad. Therefore, it will not be Matami thing that dry blood. Vikan, but the Mishnah was talking about Shalos Safra. She didn't count Shiva Nikiyim. So Beis Shammai says, of course I agree with you there. If she didn't count Shiva Nikiyim, no question about it. Okay? Vatanya. And we looked at the Braisa that says the exact same thing. Yoledes Bezov. She's a Yoledes Bezov. She's Safra. That she counted her Shiva Nikiyim below Tavla. But she didn't go to the mikvah for whatever reason. For Rasa. And then she saw Halcha Beisham L'Shitasan U'Betil L'Shitasan. Each one goes according to their Svara. And there's not a dispute about that at all. Okay, next. Itmar. Now, I don't think this is a biological dispute. Because I don't think you can have a biological dispute. I think it's more of a hashkafic halachic dispute. Rav Amar, Mayon Echonhu. A woman has one source of where the blood comes out. It's one source. Again, I don't think it's a biological dispute. I think it's a halachic dispute. There's no dispute that a woman has the body of a woman is the body of whether you like it or not, what it looks like. That argument on the body, on the physiology, the argument on the halacha. So Rav Amar Mayon Echonhu. Love that. On day 7 she's tar, day 7 she's tamei, day 8 she's tar. Why? It's the same source. Hatara timaso, hatara timaso. The Torah said so. No, ube v'levi amar shtei mayanotim. No, there are two sources. It's like two fountains inside her. Nista matamei, the tamei one stops. Nista hatar, the tar one starts. Nista matar, the tar one stops. Nista hatamei, the tamei one opens. Again, it's not a biological issue. It's it. So my benayu, what's the difference? Right? What's the difference? Iki benayu, the difference is there are four cases. What if shofas mitok shiva la'achar shiva? What if she bleeds straight through day number 7 to day number 8? Okay. Or, yeah, but you can't dispute that. You can't argue on that. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not a biology issue because you can't argue on it. Either, where did the dam come from? Either it comes from here or not. There's no dispute about that. The question is, what's the story? What's the halachic story? So what if she sees dam through day 7 into day 8? Or we talk arba asar la'achar arba asar from day 14 into day 15. Or we talk arba em la'achar arba from day 40 to day 41. We're going from day 40 it's tar. Day 41 it's tummy. Right? Or we talk shmonim la'achar shmonim. Or from day 80 into day 81. What's the story there? Right? So Lirav, according to Rav, who said what? Who said it's one mayon, Resha Lakula. The first two cases are Makel. Why? Because you go when it begins. It begins on day 7. It goes from day 7 into day 8, she's still tar. It goes from day 14 into day 15, she's still tar. Save for Lachumra, but the second two are Chumra. It goes from day 40 into day 41, she's tamei. Levi Amar, Levi, the exact opposite. Resha lechumra, v'seifa lekula. Resha lechumra, and the seifa lekula. Okay? Now, Meisvei, wait a minute. What did our Mishnah say? Dam yoledes shalo tavla. If a woman is in her yoledes days, but didn't go to the mikvah, beishamai omrim kirok kumei ragleha. She has tumma like a rogue, which means wet and not dry. Wet and dry. And it must be talking about the Pascha, that there was a pause between day 7 and day 8. It didn't flow through day 7 into day 8. That's unusual. It stopped for a day, and then it resumed. Now, Bishlom Rav. Rav makes a lot of sense. I understand. Rav makes a lot of sense. It's one ma'ayon. Right? It's one mayon. I'm sorry. Right, Rav is Mitai Lev, right. Only going to Beit Hillel. Only according to Beit Hillel, that the dam came from a Mayon Tameh. The only way it can switch, according to Beit Hillel, is by going to the mikvah. Since she never went to the mikvah, the Mayon never changed. Therefore, she's still Tameh. Ela Levi, but according to Levi, that makes no sense. The Amar Shtei Mayon Otein, Amayim Tameh, Lach V'Yavish. Why on earth would Levi make her tummy? How's Levi going to explain Beit Hillel? You understand the question? Levi holds us two mayons. Mikvah is irrelevant. Right? Mikvah is irrelevant according to that. Amalach Levi, I'll tell you the answer. Hachamazina Bishofat. No, she bled straight through from day 7 to day 8. She never stopped. So Ibn Shofat, my time is the Beishamai. So then why does Beishamai say it's okay? The answer is, because every Beishamai, Mayan Echadu. No, because Beishamai holds, it's one Mayan. So if it went through, he holds like Rebbe. Like he holds like Rav. Now, Bishlomo Levi, Hainu de Ikka ben Beishamai ben Beit Hillel. So according to Levi, that makes perfect sense. Why there's a difference in Beishamai Beit Hillel. Beishamai hold, Mayan Echadu, right? And Beit Hillel hold two Mayanos. Okay? El Rav, but according to my Benayu. What's the difference between Beit Hillel? Really the question is on Beit Hillel. But according to Rav, and we want to hold like Beit Hillel, because we hold like Beit Hillel. So according to Rav, Beit Hillel makes no sense. My Benayu, what's Beit Hillel saying? Why don't understand? What's the reason that according to Beit Hillel, she's Tameh? Right? Once the Zman passes, it switches. Now it's Mayan Echad, now it's Tar. Why does Beit Hillel say Tameh? We said, we answered before because she didn't go to the mikvah. Why is that an answer? So the Gemara said, it is an answer. Ikka Benayu, Yomei V'Tovle. It's not just the days alone. It's also the mikvah. Beishamai Savri, B'Yomei Tal Rechmana. Beishamai say, it has nothing to do with the mikvah. The days is enough. Beit Hillel Savri, B'Yomei U'Tavile. And Beit Hillel will hold, no, it's the days plus the mikvah. So let's try to do one more. Say Tashma. Modin biyoledes bezov she tamei alach v'yavesh. What about if she's a yoledes and she's also a zava? Then the Mishnah said Beishamai agree she's tamei completely. So gadaita chachanami de paska. Really, we're going to say that what? There was a pause. There was a pause. Now Bishlam olarav to omayin echadu ha b'shamachim tamei alach v'yavesh. That makes perfect sense according to Rav. Why? She has to count Shivinikiyim. Why? Because she's a Zava. El Levi Damar Shtei Mayanotain. Amayim Atame Lach V'Yavish. What's the reason for Lach V'Yavish? There's two Mayanot here. What's the reason she's Tame? Amalach Hacham Nami Bishofat. No, she went straight through. Iha Bishofat Lama Yitzrich. We said that already. Why are we saying it again? So Le Beishamai Yitzrich. Beishamai tells you, Afa Gav Tika Ami Beishamai Mayan Echadu Ubi Yomai Tale Rachmana. I would have said that's only true by a regular case. Hani mi'ili b'yilad is gredasa. Abdibdishribu le'yome. In which case, the days are done. Aval yilad is bezov, debay svira lo. But when yilad is bezov, he would disagree with that. Why would he disagree with that? Because he would not say that did. Why? Because as long as she didn't count the shivinikiyim, the even though it's mayan echad, the mayan can't stop until she counts shivinikiyim. Therefore, he would not hold that din by itself. All right, very hard Gemara here. Very difficult. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow from Toshma, third line. Ooh.